بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم.
Questions and answers on Islamic beliefs.
لا إله إلا الله لا إله إلا الله.
Answering the doubts and questions and questions and answers on Islamic beliefs.
Allah who is Ar-Rahman. Allah who is Al-Mannan.
La ilaha illa.
Please send us your emails through our email, which is englishradio@irib.ir.
Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Assalamu alaikum. Welcome to this episode of Question and Answer on Islamic Beliefs. You might find it Q&A on Islamic Beliefs in our website, iranradio.ir. I am Atal, the host of this program. With me in the studio, we have Sheikh Karimi to answer today's question. Assalamu alaikum, Sheikh. Welcome to the show.
Wa alaikum assalam wa rahmatullah. Thank you for having me.
Okay, Sheikh Karimi. We know that wishing for death or expecting death to come is a reprehensible or makruh act in Islam. From the other side, we might have some narrations talking about, for instance, why my death isn't coming, or for example, Lady Fatima al-Zahra, peace be upon her, did so. I'm not sure about it, okay? And I know that death might be a different concept in the eyes of an ordinary man or woman like us and a holy lady like Lady Fatima al-Zahra, okay?
Yeah.
So first of all, talk a little bit about the authenticity of this news. Really, did Lady Fatima al-Zahra ask for death, we can say, to come to her, or the story was something different?
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. This is a famous story among the people, among the Shia, that Lady Zahra, salamullahi alayha, she wished for death. Referring to the books of narrations, as far as I have checked, there are two instances in which our books of narrations and history, they refer to this point, but we need to analyze these two cases to see if really Lady Zahra salamullahi alayha wished for death.
Mm-hmm.
And if even she wished for this, she wished for death, what does it mean?
Yes.
There are two cases. One of them is mentioned in the famous Khutbah Fadakiyah,
mm-hmm.
the sermon that Lady Zahra salamullahi alayha delivered in Medina. And this is a very great sermon of Lady Zahra Salamun Alayha, full of, points regarding Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, regarding her father, Prophet Muhammad, peace be upon him, and his family, regarding imamate, and also her right to Fadak. And alhamdulillah, it's been translated into English language. Our dear listeners, if they are interested, they can find it online. So in one part, Lady Zahra Salamun Alayha, she says the following. So this is a famous khutbah, sermon of Lady Zahra Salamun Alayha, mentioned in different books. For example, people, our dear listeners, can refer to Al-Ihtijaj, Ala Ahl al-Lajaj,
mm-hmm.
by the late Shia scholar Tabrizi, volume 1, page 107. This part that I'm quoting. She says, Laytani mittu qabla hani'ati. Now, the literal translation of this sentence, so Lady Zahra Salamun Alayha talks about all the afflictions that befell her and all the Ahlul Bayt alayhi wasalam. And after mentioning that, she says, Laytani mittu qabla hani'ati. I wish I had died, at this moment.
Mm-hmm.
So many people have understood this, that Lady Zahra Salamun Alayha is now wishing for death, in the real sense of the word.
Mm-hmm.
But I believe that this sentence, Laytani mittu qabla hadha, I wish I had died before this, it can be a metaphor in Arabic language.
Right.
Okay?
Mm-hmm.
So sometimes when you are suffering from too many afflictions, we know that all the afflictions that befell the Ahlul Bayt, first of all, it began with the demise of the Prophet himself, and then the right of Imam Ali alayhi salam to caliphate is usurped. The land of Fadak is usurped. And all those stories that happened to Imam Ali alayhi salam and Lady Zahra salamun alayha after the demise of the Prophet. So having gone through all these difficulties,
yes,
when a person like the Lady Zahra Salamun Alayha says, Laytani mittu qabla hani'ati, I wish I had died, it doesn't mean that I really wish for death today.
Mm-hmm.
No, it is, I believe, it's a kind of metaphor,
mm-hmm,
to refer to the great affliction that
and the emotional people, pain is over there.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, I believe that, for example, you're the only daughter of, we can't say, it's better to say, that's right, the most famous daughter of, for example, Prophet Muhammad. And then at the same time, so Prophet Muhammad dies, and then all those events took place, okay? So in such an emotional pain, we can't say, you might say such a sentence.
And it doesn't mean that she's saying that out of, ordinary people,
yes,
emotion.
Or wishing for death.
Yeah, and wishing, yeah, for death. I mean, it's a metaphor in Arabic language.
Yes.
I mean, today, I mean, when a mother, for example, she's
much
tired of her children,
yes,
she may say that, but she really doesn't wish for death.
Mm-hmm.
She's just referring to the trials and to the problems.
Mm-hmm.
So my point is that Lady Zahra Salman Alayha, by saying that, I mean, she's the daughter of the Prophet, as you mentioned, all the people know about his status. So when he says, Laytani mittu qabla hada, she's referring to the greatness of the events,
mm-hmm,
okay?
Mm-hmm.
Not really she's wishing for death, na'udhu billah, for example, to die,
yeah,
at that moment.
Mm-hmm.
This is my understanding of this narration. The second case is mentioned by Allama Majlisi in Biharul Anwar, volume 43, page 177.
Yes.
In which Lady Zahra Salamun Alayha says in a supplication, Ya Ilahi, O Allah, ajjil wafati sari'an. And this is a famous sentence mentioned by some eulogists.
That's right.
When it comes to the martyrdom days of Imam of Lady Zahra Salamun Alayha, that ajjil wafati sari'an, O Allah, hasten my demise.
But in reality, when you look at the historical facts, it also took place. I mean, it did not take so long.
It didn't, whether Lady Zahra Salman Alayha wished for death or not. These are two different stories.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, she was martyred when she was about 18 years. This is a famous idea. According to Ahlul Sunnah, she passed away when,
yes,
she was around 26, 27.
Yes.
The other idea among Shia scholars is about 21, 22.
All right.
These are
between
the
18 to 23.
Yeah,
that's
between,
right,
18 and 27,
okay,
28.
This
narration,
right,
that Ya Ilahi Hajjil Wafati Sari'an, mm-hmm, this is a famous narration, but the point is that narrating this, Allama Majlisi himself says, وَجَدْتُ فِي بَعْضِ الْكُتُبِ خَبَرًا فِي وَفَاتِهَا, I saw a report in some books about the demise of Lady Zahra Salamun Alayha. فَأَحْبَبْتُ إِرَادَهُ وَإِنْ لَمْ أَخُذْ مِنْ أَسْلٍ يُعَوَّلُ عَلَيْهِ. I would like to mention that narration, although I did not find it in an authentic book.
Yes.
So the narration in which the sentence حَجَّ الْوَفَاتِ سَرِيحًا is mentioned is not authentic at all. Even according to Allama Majlisi himself,
mm-hmm,
he says that I'm quoting this, but I did not find it in an authentic work, authentic source. So my conclusion for this part of answer is that the first narration, which is mentioned in Khutbah Fadakiya, it may not mean real wish for death.
All
it
right.
might be a metaphor. The second one, the more famous one,
okay,
is not mentioned in an authentic narration.
Yes.
So we cannot say that for sure Lady Zahra Salamun Alayha had wished for real death.
And we must know that Fadakiya sermon was issued by Lady Zahra in a context in which she was not satisfied,
yeah,
with the deviations,
exactly,
that took place from the right path of Prophet Muhammad. So sometimes your wish for death might be for sacrifice for the religion of Islam too. And in terms of, we can say, complaining about the situation in which you are in.
That's a very good point. Yeah.
I mean, right after Prophet Muhammad passes away, so we could see there are so many deviations in the path of Prophet Muhammad. And Lady Zahra is an eyewitness to all of these cases, okay? You see, Oh, may I die and not see such a condition for the religion of Islam.
Very good point. And that is why some scholars believe that, you know, that Imam, Lady Zahra Salman Aliha did a lot to defend Wilaya and Imamate after the demise of the Prophet. She did a lot.
Okay.
From going to the houses of the Ansar and talking to the women, Khutbah Fadakiyah. And some people believe that in the continuation of her struggles, her efforts for the wilaya, she mentioned this sentence so that people come to their conscience.
All right.
To ask themselves that why Lady Zahra Salman Aliha is saying Laytani mitu qabla hada. So it's also a kind of continuation of her efforts.
Nothing is sweeter than the life.
Yeah.
So when you are swearing by your life and wishing for death or something like that, it means that something grave is happening to you. So it could be the demise of Prophet Muhammad, or it could be the death of your religion, Islam.
Okay.
All right.
Now, having said that, as I mentioned, in my understanding, we cannot say that for sure Lady Zahra Salamun Alayha has wished for a real death.
No.
Either it was a metaphor,
yes,
or it's not mentioned in an authentic narration. But having said that, we go back to the main question, is wishing for death makruh, reprehensible at all times? The general answer given to this question is yes, because, I mean, having a long life is one of the divine blessings. It's been mentioned that Prophet Muhammad, peace be upon him, and his family went to visit a person who was sick, and that person was complaining from the pain, and he wished for death. And the Prophet told him that never wish for death, because if you're a good person, you can increase your righteous actions. And if you're a bad person, then you might have the opportunity to repent. This is mentioned in Wasa'il al-Shi'a, volume 2, page 449. But according to some, so this is the general principle that wishing for death is makruh. But we have, for example, Imam Sajjad alayhi salam in Dua, supplication number 22 in Sahifa Sajjadiyya.
Yes.
When he says, فَإِذَا كَانَ عُمْرِي مَرْتَعًا لِلشَّيْطَانِ, if my life becomes a pasture for Satan, meaning that Satan is dominating over my whole life, فَقْبِلْنِي إِلَيْكَ, then seize me onto yourself, meaning that I may die.
Okay.
Before your wrath overtakes me, قَبْلَ أَنْ يَسْبِقَ مَقْتُكَ إِلَيْكَ, or before your anger prevails against me.
That's right.
So when we put all these narrations together, is that generally speaking, wishing for death is not good. But for example, in the case that we are sure that if we continue our life, we are going to be deceived by the Satan more and more, and to be away from God more and more, in this case, wishing for death is not something bad. This is one point. On the other hand, for some most virtuous people, most righteous people, who have done everything good in this life and they have no duty, responsibility left, we can consider that in that case also wishing for death is not something reprehensible.
That's right.
When the Imams of the Ahlul Bayt, when the Prophet says that do not wish for death, they are talking about ordinary people who may wish for death because of afflictions, because of pains, because of problems. But in some cases, we may talk about Lady Zahra Salamullah alayha. She has done everything to defend Imam Ali alayhi salam. She has done her best to guide the people, but without any benefit, no one is going to, follow the instructions of Lady Zahra Salamun Aliha.
Which are attributed to Imam al-Hussein alayhi salam on the day of Ashura, we can say calling death to himself or the sword surround me and kill me.
Yeah.
Okay, death in their ideology is very much different.
Yeah. So at least one way to understand this is that for such people who have done their best in their life and their mission in this world is complete.
Okay.
And now they are wishing not for an ordinary death, for martyrdom.
Yes.
And this is another story. When it comes to martyrdom, any person can wish for martyrdom as the best way for, for the mind. Right. So my point is that for people like Lady Zahra Salamullah Alayha who have done everything in their life, there is no duty left, even if we understand those narrations in the real sense of the world, that they wish for real death, it might be also explained that they have done everything, there is no duty left, so they may wish for death. And as I mentioned, this is a continuation of her struggle against the deviation that happened after the demise of the Prophet. And the last point that I would like to share is that some people who mentioned this story about wishing for death as related to Lady Zahra Salamullah Alayha, they can refer to chapter Maryam, verse 23, when Lady Maryam Salamullah Alayha was suffering from the pains and the difficult time that she had. She says the following, Ya laytani mittu qabla hadha. I wish I had died before this. So there are explanations in both Shia and Sunni sources of exegesis of the Noble Book of Quran. Our dear listeners can refer to them. Okay. So my point is that this is also mentioned by Lady Maryam Salamullah Alayha, and I believe that in that case, the best explanation is that it is a kind of metaphor. Lady Maryam Salamullah Alayha also didn't meant this to really happen. It is a metaphor referring to the difficult time that she was passing through.
All right. It was very kind of you, Sheikh. Thank you very much.
My pleasure.
Dear listeners, we hope you enjoyed this episode of Question and Answer on Islamic Beliefs with me, Atta, the host of the program, and Sheikh Karimi. For more information and also to download for free our other episodes, visit our website, iranradio.ir. To another episode, God bless you all. Fi amanallah.
إن في الجنة نهرا من لبن علي وحسين وحسن لعلي وحسين وحسن إن في الجنة نهرا من لبن إن في الجنة نهرا من لبن لعلي وحسين وحسن لعلي وحسين وحسن كل من كان محبا لهم كل من كان محبا لهم يدخل الجنة من غير حزن يدخل الجنة من غير حزن إن في الجنة نهرا من لبن إن في الجنة نهرا من لبن علي وحسين وحسن